All the sexological testing on you shows distinct preference for pussy. After all your training, after all the times I taught you to suck cock and enjoy it, after all that hard work dressing you up, faggotizing you, this just won't do. Oh, I understand. It's an extension of your natural desire to worship your mistress in every part of her, that you still have a preference for pussy. But we can't have you getting random, filthy little stiffies in the presence of good, clean, innocent American women, now can we? We can't have you polluting my planet with unchecked spunk and pre-cum, you filthy, nasty little thing. Oh, you can hardly control yourself. I think it's time to begin more intense therapy. We simply must reorient your deviant sexuality for the good of society. For the good of my wallet, for the good of my mood, hell, just for my own sheer sadistic satisfaction of having broken that dick of yours for any other woman aside from myself. The notion that I would be the only woman you ever want, and certainly the only woman you could never, ever have. It's very satisfying to me. Morbidly, twistedly satisfying. I'm going to lie you down on that cot, right next to the penile plethysmograph, and it's a little meter there. A little cock ring that just fits around your penis, measures the girth, measures the flow of blood, the dilation of the blood vessels, tells me just how well you react to heterosexual stimuli. Don't worry about being strapped down. That's actually for your own comfort. And to keep you from stroking that cock or trying to when you see all those images of those hot, ripe little pussies spreading, being fucked, filled with manly cum. Mouth-wateringly pink. And puffy, wet and aroused, flushed, giving all those signals of needing to be fucked by a big, hard cock. It's your inherent reaction, your biological impulse to react to those signals, that sheen of pussy juice on that flushed pink labia, that hard clit just peeking out from under the hood. Oh, the sounds of a woman moaning as she pleases herself, as she begs to be fucked. It's only biology that has you wanting to help her, fuck her, give her what she needs. Oh, that little lizard brain of yours wants to pound that fucking pussy. Oh, but it's time to evolve, pet. It's time to evolve and control those urges which have so overtaken you. It's one thing, you filthy little thing, to react as biology would dictate, to want to fuck and to please and to suck and to use and to pound that pussy and spread your seed. That's one thing. But it's another thing completely to be so obsessed. That won't do at all. Keeps you from being a productive member of society. It keeps you from getting all you need to do done. And certainly it interferes with your cocksucking training, doesn't it? It certainly interferes with your sissy training. No. I think what's in order here is a little bit of sexuality reassignment. We'll begin with aversion therapy. With that gauge on your cock, showing you those images. And every time that little cock of yours twitches, you'll be treated to a little scent of stinging ammonia. So much so that the more you respond to the women, the more you'll smell it. Till it fills your nose, makes you cough, gives you a headache, makes you nauseous. The more you react to those women, the more you're going to want to not react to those women. Because that reaction will be accompanied by unpleasant scent, unpleasant feelings. Oh, of course, the remedy will be pictures of mistress. Pictures of yourself in drag. Pictures of hard-bodied young men stroking their cocks. In fact, in contrast to the aversion therapy, we'll have some rewards for you. When that cock of yours twitches to the image of a nice hard cock, you're going to be rewarded with a little suck of a penis pump, encouraging you to get harder. Warm, vibrating, tugging at your cock, associating pleasant things and pleasant feelings with that image of you in drag. A small, gentle, painless male G-spot probe sliding into your ass to massage your prostate, forcing that cock harder, forcing that spunk along the shaft, forcing you to respond to that image, that beautiful, faggotized image of you in drag, of men getting their cocks sucked. New scents will be introduced. Warm, musky scents. Masculine scents to accompany that blissful feeling on your cock and behind your balls. You'll learn to associate the smell of a man's balls with intense arousal. You'll learn to associate the taste of cock as I part your lips and with a glass dropper apply a drop at a time of almost tasteless pre-cum onto your tongue, the more aroused you become, the more you'll be rewarded with that sucking, that massaging, that taste. That sucking, that stroking, that forcing your cock to respond to all that beautiful faggotized imagery, to that faggotized smell, to that faggotized taste, until you love it, until you love the taste of that pre-cum, until you need the taste of that pre-cum, until you want that taste of pre-cum, because it makes you harder and harder. Because it makes you feel so fucking out of control. Until you need the real thing, until you need the real cock dripping on your mouth. Dripping into your mouth. That real fucking cock. Dripping on your tongue. Oh, yes, bed. You're going to be a good little sissy faggot for me. You're going to be a little sissy faggot from this training, and the training will be so rewarding. Even though it starts off a bit unpleasantly, oh, it'll be so rewarding that you won't be able to help come back for more and more, wanting that delicious, exquisite, intense orgasm like you've had never before. Little soft jolts, forcing your cock harder, like an internal massage, like that physical therapy, the TENS machine that makes your muscle jump and tighten. Oh, it doesn't hurt, it just gives it a workout, and we're going to give your cock a workout bed. Without ever having left that cot, you're going to lie there and feel as if your cock is being milked, sucked. Oh, so fucking hard. Your cock has never been so fucking hard. So swollen and so, so sensitive. As that suction pump just rides you, sucks you, forces you to drip and spill, drizzle pre-cum down your shaft as you taste it in your mouth. Makes you want to taste real cum, doesn't it, pet? Makes you need to taste real cum. You need that spunk in your throat. And if you're very good, mistress will give it to you. In fact, if you're not very good, at the moment you come, you're going to get that mouthful of cum taste. That mouthful of pungent cum in your throat, so that you associate it at the very moment of your orgasm. You associate it with the most exquisite, intense orgasm. Being forced to have an orgasm like you've never had by hand or mouth or pussy or ass. Being forced to have an orgasm like you never could have managed manually. That prostate probe buzzing, buzzing, buzzing behind you. That suction pump sucking, sucking, sucking at your cock. That gentle buzzing electrical current that tightens your cock, tightens the muscles, making them harder than they've ever been before. Making you come harder than you've ever come before. Oh, yes, bed. Oh, yes. I do think it's time to reassign your sexuality. Faggot.